You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
From lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach. Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music, topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
Good evening. Welcome once again to A Man in a Room Gambling. As we mentioned yesterday, we are going to explain the second part of some of the most common card tricks that can be performed at a gambling table. Perhaps one of the most well-known is the apparently simple move of bottom dealing. We say simple because most people that don't play cards professionally think that little skill is needed to take a card from the bottom half of the pack without being noticed. It is true that this move does not demand intensive practice, like the double lift or certain palming operations or the Mexican three-carded. But it is important to remember that while bottom dealing at cards, just one unnatural movement will arouse suspicions. Now, as on every evening, take your pack of cards, shuffle it, take out roughly half the cards, because dealing from the bottom is not usually done with a full pack. It is much easier and more effective when the pack is slimmed down. Professionals normally wait until the last rounds before dealing from the bottom. Now, shuffle the half pack. But this time, as you are doing it, place one or more cards at the bottom of the pack. If you feel comfortable, use a riffle shuffle. Otherwise, do a hand shuffle. Then it will be enough for you to flick the cards. If you have already fixed the bottom of the pack, let us move on to today's subject, which is dealing cards from the bottom. Hold the pack in your left hand, but don't grip it. The middle finger and thumb will do all the work. Now, push the top card out a little with your thumb, as if you were offering it to your right hand to deal. At the same time, bend your ring finger backwards until the nail rests on the edge of the bottom card. Don't worry, this will be hidden by the card sticking out at the top. Now, force the bottom card slightly up and sideways with your thumb, pushing it out a little. The top and bottom card will be left jutting out of the pack in the same way. The upper card will conceal the bottom one perfectly. Pay close attention because it only takes a second. Move your right hand as if to take the top card. At the moment when your right hand reaches your left, at that precise moment, pull your thumb back and draw back the top card. At the same time that the fingers of your right hand are taking the lower card. Did you see it? Did you see it? Tomorrow we will teach you how to deal from the bottom in a stud poker or when you are turning over a trumping bridge. Thank you and good night.
Good afternoon. It's about 7 minutes past the noontime hour. You're listening to the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. This news magazine is hosted each week by Dick Dickenbach, who's here today. I just saw him in the halls. He'll be right in for this, our last show of 2025. What? Hold on. He did what? He went home? Why? He forgot his teeth. He said he'd be right back. Oh, for the love of... Today is December 28th, the 362nd day of the year. 3 days remain in 2025. You'd think he'd want to be here for this last show of the year, but oh well. We began today with a piece by Gavin Bryars and Juan Munoz from their record A Man in a Room Gambling. It was Program 1, Bottom Dealing. Under my voice is Steve Lacey, Pinochle from Straws. December 28th is Card Playing Day, says holidaytoday.org. Card Playing Day is observed annually on December 28th. This holiday celebrates the versatility of the standard 52-card deck and the diverse range of games that provide entertainment and mental challenges for people of all ages. Engaging in card games offers significant cognitive benefits that support brain health at every stage of life. Studies have shown that regular play can improve short-term memory, enhance concentration, and sharpen problem-solving abilities. For older adults, these mental exercises are particularly valuable for maintaining cognitive function and potentially delaying the onset of memory-related conditions. The strategic nature of many games requires players to anticipate opponents' moves and calculate probabilities, providing a rigorous workout for the mind. Beyond the mental aspect, card games serve as a powerful tool for social cohesion. They provide a structured way for family and friends to interact without the distractions of digital technology. For children, card games offer a practical way to learn basic mathematics, turn-taking, and the importance of following rules. Whether played competitively in a tournament or casually during a quiet evening, the activity fosters a sense of community and shared experience that transcends cultural and generational barriers. Some bullet points. Participants develop better strategic thinking and analytical skills. Playing cards helps children practice basic counting and probability. The activity provides a low-cost form of entertainment for any group size. Social interaction during gameplay helps reduce feelings of isolation, and research suggests that regular mental stimulation supports long-term brain health. So you may ask yourself, how does one celebrate Card Playing Day? The most straightforward way to observe the day is to gather a group of friends or family for a game night. You can stick to classics like Rummy, Hearts, or Spades, or use the occasion to teach younger generation games like Go Fish, War, or Poker. What? If you are celebrating alone, solitaire, or various online card tournaments offer a way to participate and test your skills. Many people use this day to host small tournaments with modest prizes, adding a layer of friendly competition to the festivities. Expanding your repertoire is another rewarding way to celebrate. Take the time to learn a new game from different cultures, such as the Japanese Hanafuda or the Italian Scopa, to appreciate how different regions use card decks. If your current deck is worn or incomplete, this is an ideal time to invest in a high-quality set made of durable plastic or premium cardstock. Sharing your favorite game, rules, or photos of a winning hand on social media can also help promote the hobby and connect you with other enthusiasts. Here are some more bullet points. Organize a home tournament with multiple tables for different games. Teach a child how to shuffle and deal a deck of cards properly. Research the rules for lesser-known games to try with friends. Spend an hour playing a challenging version of Solitaire. Donate new decks of cards to local senior centers or youth clubs. It goes without saying that an excellent way to celebrate Card Playing Day is to listen to an afternoon news program focusing on that day. The telephone line appears 503-233-XRAY, that spells 9729 at the end. The text line is 971-220-KXRY, that spells 5979. I played lots of cards when I was a kid, you see, that's how I know how numbers spell things. Anyway, let's hear some music reports now about card playing. It's Card Playing Day, this is the Dickenbach Report, on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, xray.fm.
I'm gonna get one and go directly. Pop, the card had hit. I'm gonna get one and go directly. The card had hit. All my babies down and out. I'm gonna get one that go directly. $2 more catch of that boy. Oh, I'll get one and go directly. So $3 more, five, I got you on that. Okay, bet, roll up. So okay, roll up here, two more on tray there. Okay, bet. I'm gonna get one and go directly. So you want the thing over that 10 spot? All right, King, come up there. $10 more, we'll catch King. Okay, boy, it's a bet. Okay. If I can make this one last, if I can make this card last, I'm gonna get one who'll go directly. $8 more up there on 8 spot. What do you say, $1 for every point you got there? Okay, bet. Yes, bet. Okay, let's make it 16. We only got a few go. There's nobody else standing there but you and I. I got the ace here. I think my ace is better than your 8 spot. What do you say? Okay, $20 bet. $20 more. Okay. I'm gonna get one and go directly. The 8 spot fell and Harry taking all the money. And we finally got out of the place safe. It was a tough thing for me, though, I'll tell you this.
Bill Jackson was a poor old dub who joined the Docktown Poker Club, but cursed the day he told him he would join. His money used to go like it had wings. If he held queens, someone had kings, and each night he would contribute all his coin. Then he said, I'm gonna play him tight tonight. He said, there'd be no bobtail flushes make me bite, cause when I gets in there, my hands will be a peach. He played him tight but lost his pile, and Bill got peevish after a while, so he rose, looked all around, and made this speech. He said, y'all see this brand new razor? I had it sharpened just a day. Now I'm coming in there with my rules that you must follow when you play. Now keep your big bony hands on the table while you're dealing, please. And don't be slipping them aces down there in between your knees. And don't be making all them funny signs like you're trying to tip off your hand, just talking American, boy, American, so's I can understand. And don't be dealing off the bottom because, ooh, that's rough. Take five, then stop, that's enough. Now when you bet, put up the chips because I don't like it when you shy. Then if you get busted, go on out and get something. I'm gonna be your by and by. Pass them cards for me to shuffle every time before your deals. Then if anything's wrong, I must see. Because I mean, you always ain't no luck. Keep playing that game according to Mr. Hoyley. You gonna play this game according to me. Sitting right there in that there clan, they chanced to be a one-eyed man, and Bill kept on watching him out of the corner of his eye. Cause old one-eye would deal, and then would cost that Bill another 5 or 10. Bill got up again, looked all around him with a sigh. He said, Lord, this is an awful shame. He said, there's someone cheating in this here game. He said, of course, it ain't no do for me to name the guy. So I'll refrain from mentioning the party's name. If I catch him cheating just once again, I'm gonna take my fist and clothes out of the eye. Now, do you see this brand new razor I had it sharpened just the day? I'm coming in there with my own rules that you must follow when you play. Egghead, keep your hands up there while you giving them out, please. Stop putting them wildies down there between your knees. Stop making all them funny signs like you're trying to tip off your hand. Keep talking in American, big A-A-A. That's what I can understand. And don't be getting them off the bottom, because I keep trying to tell you it's rough. This is the Army game. Five, five, halt, that's enough. Now, when you bet, let me see the reds and blues, because I don't like it when you shy. Then if you run out of gas, go get pumped up. I'm gonna be here by and by. Pass them pasteboards for me to shovel every time before you deal. Let me riffle. Anything wrong, I want to see. Because, I mean, you always ain't gonna keep playing the game now, according to that Mr. Hawley. You all gonna play this game according to me. Henry, if you break the seal on that new deck of bicycles, we'll go on from here. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now let me tell you people about this blackjack game. It's caused me nothing but trouble, and I've only myself to blame. Hey, 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 yeah. How unlucky can one man be? Well, every quarter I get. Around me, because I've been so blind, I can't even borrow a nickel. Now I've almost lost my mind. Hey, 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 yeah. How unlucky can one man be? Well, every quarter. I sat there with two tins. I thought I'd have some fun. The dealer hit 16 with a five, just enough to make 21. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah. How unlucky can one man be? Well, quarter I get. Yeah, blackjack takes it away from me.
Yeah, love it like a card game. Don't you know you gotta deal? Seven days in a week, eight for the 8 hours. When I'd been to a sheet, nine for the 9 years, cause the rain and snow. 10 times now, baby, told, oh mercy, you could call Jack, Jack of the mule, all mules made it plow. Queen, that you woman, you're trying to cut my throat now. But the gang and me got well, my.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
Friends, this is Simon Crum with a story about the hillbilly sucker and a deck of cards. A bunch of boys was playing poker in a little town back home behind the general store. And one old boy kept watching them, and they said, come on, get in the game. He wouldn't do it. They said, why not? He wouldn't tell them. They kept asking him, and he never would tell them. Finally, he broke down, and he told them. He said, you see, fellas, that ace reminds me of the first and last trip I went to a town called Reno, Nevada. The deuce, well, that makes me think of the 2 days and nights that it took me to get to this town of one-armed bandits, card sharks, and sharpshooters. The tray, well, that's the three card. That's how many there was in our party. There was three of us, me and my wife and another hillbilly sucker that went along with us to help us drive. The four, well, that's the time of day that we got there, 4 o'clock in the morning, and at 4 o'clock the next morning, we were still at it. The five, let me see the five. Oh, I don't remember what the five means. But the six, well, that's after I quit playing poker and tried that other game. You know, that long green table and you roll them things with the white spots on them down it. Well, a six is what I come up on me after I rolled. The seven, you guessed it, the seven is what I got. The eight, well, that makes me think of all the eight balls that was up there. Nine, that's the number of livestock that I sold to get enough money to get up there. There was four old sales, three white-faced heifers, and two shoats. The 10, well, that reminds me of the 10,000 times I wished that I'd have stayed at home. The queen, oh, that queen, that was my loving wife that stood right by my side and lost twice as much as I did. The king, that's what I thought I'd be when I got back home with all that loot that I didn't get in with. The jack, well, that's the dirty devil with a diamond-studded tie pin and a big zircon ring on his finger that made a pass at my wife, and she was sucker enough to fall for him, caused me to knock two of her teeth out and send him rolling through a plate glass window. There's four suits in the deck of cards, fellas. That's the number of policemen that beat the tar out of me. There was four of them. They beat me up and throwed me in the jug. 365 spots on a deck of cards. Well, that's how much money I had in my pocket when they throwed me in jail. $365, and I paid it to one of them shyster lawyers to defend me, and he didn't even show up at the trial. There's 12 pitcher cards, and that's how many men there was on the jury. There was 12 of them, and every dadburn one of them was as crooked as a barrel of snakes. 52 cards in the deck, that's how many weeks that I had to spend in the jug over this little incident. So you see, fellas, this deck of cards ain't only to blame for me losing all of my money, my wife, my home, and all of my livestock, but also it's causing me to go through life as an ex-convict, a jailbird, a criminal, a wife beater, a peace disturbator, and a good-for-nothing low-down scoundrel and a gambler. Neighbors, this ain't no fairy tale. I know, because I was that sucker. Ho, ho, well, that's life for you.
Turn the card slowly while you're dealing, darling. Please don't double deal to win my heart. Turn the card slowly while you're dealing, darling. Don't go breaking rules right from the start. The rambling, gambling, reckless way you treat my heart to sin. Down on my knees, I pray your gambling ways will end. Turn the card slowly while you're dealing, darling. And if you stack the deck, then I'll move on. Thank you.
cards slowly while you're dealing, darling. And if you stack the deck, then I'll move on. Turn the cards slowly while you're dealing, darling. And if you stack the deck, then I'll move on.
No, excellent transition, team. Wonderful. Patsy Cline to house music. No, that tracks. Breaking news, nearly 12:30 in the afternoon on December 28th, which is card playing day, which is what we're reporting on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary, sitting in for Dick Dickenbach, whose usual Saturday night poker game is not over. Dick Dickenbach is now claiming he invented the sandwich. These are the music reports about card playing you just heard. That was Patsy Cline. Turn the cards slowly from the Patsy Cline collection. Before that, Ferlin Husky as Simon Crum, a hillbilly's deck of cards that's a parody of a particularly saccharine thing about a religious thing about a deck of cards that I think was a hit for Wink Martindale. I'm not going to play that today. That's from the Chronological Classics, Ferlin Husky, 1953-54. Mercy Baby gave us Marked Deck from Fourth and Beale and Further South. Ray Charles sang Blackjack from Genius and Soul. Phil Harris and his orchestra sang of the Darktown Poker Club from the Best of Phil Harris, and we begin with Jelly Roll Morton, Card Dealer's Song from Whining Boy Blues, the Library of Congress Recordings, Volume 4. Under my voice, Daniel Corrado, his single, Deck of Cards. How long have human beings been playing cards, you might ask? Dan Nosovitz at atlasobscura.com tries to answer that question. The most basic question in the history of playing cards, where they were invented and by whom, has no conclusive answer. There are different theories about that, says Peter Inderbrock, a playing card historian from Germany. They come from Asia. That's the one thing that's rather clear, but where exactly they came from and how they came to Europe, that's not clear. Playing card historians generally assume that playing cards have their origins in either China or Persia, possibly India, but again, documentation is scarce. The oldest complete deck of playing cards known to the world is called the Cloisters Deck, named for the museum, the Metropolitan Museum of Art's medieval cloisters location, in which it was identified and dated. It's from the late 15th century, probably made in the Netherlands, and very recognizable by modern standards. There are 52 cards and 4 suits, with both numbered and face cards. Most sources agree that playing cards appeared fairly suddenly in Europe sometime before these known decks. Scholar Michael Dummett suggests that it was in the last quarter of the 1300s, This happens to be around the time of significant interaction between Christian Europe and the Islamic powers in the form of the Crusades. During the Crusades, huge groups of Christian and Muslim soldiers fought, but that probably isn't all they did. When soldiers had nothing to do, which is most of the time, what do? Today they play video games, but in those days they play cards, says historian Emilia Maggio. However playing cards arrived in their hands, Europeans freaking loved them. At first, they were primarily for the rich because they had to be hand-painted and could be extremely elaborate, with exotic dyes and beautiful designs. Even before Gutenberg's printing press, other less sophisticated presses were able to create playing cards, since they require much less variation than, say, a book. Individual countries or regions within Europe created who knows how many different decks. A rich son of a Florentine family may have come home after playing cards on his grand tour and asked a local painter to make a set of cards for himself, creating a whisper down the lane collection of different decks. The Cloisters deck used hunting-themed suits, which are fairly common. The suits might be hunting dogs, stags, lures, that kind of thing. Some had suits representing the ruling families of Europe, like the fleur-de-lis for France. But by the end of the 15th century, with the printing press and the popularity of cards achieving critical mass, the design and layout began to be standardized. There's some obvious advantages to such recreational standardization. You could play the same games with different decks because these decks all contain the same cards and the same number with the same suits. How and why that particular suite of suits developed, nobody really knows. There are many theories about that, but they cannot be proved. Those theories all feel like guesswork, just so stories that only kind of fit the evidence. Maybe some suits are meant to indicate aristocracy and others peasantry, diamonds and spades. Maybe some were for peace and some for war, cups and swords. What seems most likely is happenstance. A rich count in Italy or Bavaria or wherever decided to print some cards for fun and asked a painter to make some acorns because he liked oak trees. Now there's much more to that article, which is at atlasobscura.com. But it's time to return to the musical reports. The phone number, 503-233-X-RAY, 9729. Text line, 971-220-KXRY, 5979. It's card playing day on the Dickenbach Report. It's X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM. I'm being told, this reporter is being told, that these are some classics.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness, till boredom overtook us and he commenced to speak. He said, "Son, I made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what their cards were by the way they held their eyes. And if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette, and then he bummed a light, and the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. He said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. Now you gotta know when to hold, know when to fold, know when to walk away, know when to run. And you never count your money, or when you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the deal ends." Said every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner, just like every hand's a loser. And the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. When he'd finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewheres in the darkness, a gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. Now you gotta know when to hold, know when to fold, know when to walk away, know when to run. Yeah, never count your money, but when you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing is done. You gotta know when to hold,
when to hold up,
know when to fold,
when to fold up,
know when to walk away, know when to run. It never counts your money, but when you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. Time enough for counting when
support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
Looking for free healthcare but don't have insurance or can't afford it? Clackamas Free Clinic offers free primary and vision care right here in our community. We're powered by amazing volunteer doctors, nurses, students, and interpreters, and by donors who believe everyone deserves quality care. Clackamas Free Clinic is proud to join other local nonprofits in this year's Give Guide in the health category. More information at giveguide.org. Together, we're keeping our community healthy.
Yes, I have one. Actually, I have one. You have two.
Cherish playing cards with the grandparents. My granddad has dementia. He's still very cool. Old age and that, I don't see them that often. I think they think I've forgotten. I will come up soon. I hate that it's once in a blue moon. I hate that it's once in a blue moon. I hate that it's once in a blue moon. I love being with them in a rugby town. Better stuff with curry and that. Just sit down. Watching every soap opera. Still seeing Sally Webster. Feeling like love and laughter around. Haven't seen it. Okay, months. Really appreciate. Bless.
Well, this just in. It's about 9 minutes until one. We're nearing the end of this week's episode of the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. My name is Gary. It's the last episode of the year, too. We've been reporting on Card Playing Day. These are the musical reports you just heard. That was a very sweet song by Lorraine James called Cards with the Grandparents from her record at Gentle Confrontation. Before that, The Clash, The Card Cheat from London Calling. Jim Shorts gave us Go Fish from Knock Knock. Lisa LeBlanc covered Motorhead's Ace of Spades from Why You Wanna Leave, Runaway Queen. We heard Dave Edmunds, Queen of Hearts, recorded before the big hit by Juice Newton. That's from Repeat When Necessary. And Bobby Bear's version of The Gambler, recorded before the big hit by Kenny Rogers from Bear Tracks, The Columbia Years. Under My Voice, Stacey Phillips, Ace of Spades from The Great Dobro Sessions. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for going to giveguide.org and supporting X-Ray with your end-of-the-year giving. It's at giveguide.org/nonprofit/X-Ray FM. As always, your support means the most. You can also find that link at xray.fm. Dick Dickenbach wants me to let you know that He also appreciates you and would be here if he hadn't literally lost his shirt in this week's all-night Saturday night poker game. He adds, and I quote, "It's cold out there." He promises to be here for nearly every newscast in 2025 because hopefully we'll be here every Sunday at noon on X-Ray through the new year. You can listen to previous reports at x-ray.fm. You can see the last musical reports we play at the playlist there. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff and the crew of the port, I'm Gary, wishing all a safe and happy new year. Thank you for making this silly radio program, for this reporter at least, one of the highlights of an otherwise unbearable year. I was in a pretty bad way this time last year. You helped with that. And you help when you contribute to the show. This is a request from a listener. See you next year.
Jesse was a gambler night and day. He used crooked cards and dice. He was a sinful guy, good-hearted, but he had no soul. His heart was hard and cold like ice. Jesse was a wild, reckless gambler, won a gang of chains. Although many a gambler's heart he left in vain. Little Jesse began to spend and lose his money, began to be blue. His heart had even turned to stone. What broke Jesse's heart while he was blue and all alone? Sweet Lorraine had packed up and gone. Police walked up and shot my friend Jesse down. Boy, he's gotta die today. He had a gang of gamblers and crapshooters at his bedside. Here are the words he had to say. Guess I oughta know how I wanna go. How you wanna go, man? Nine crapshooters to be my pallbearer. Let me veil down in black. Nine going to the graveyard, Bubba, but eight men coming back. I want a gang of gamblers and crapshooters in my coffin side. Crooked card printed on my hearse. Don't say the crapshooters that ever grieve over me. My life been a doggone curse. Send poker players to the graveyard. Dig my grave with ace of spades. 12 police is in my funeral. With the sheriff playing blackjack in the parade. I want the judges enlisted who jailed me 14 times. Put a paradise in my shoe. Let a deck of cards be my tombstone. I got the dying crap shooter blues. 16 real good crap shooters. 16 bootleggers to sing a song. Nine racket men gambling, book a couple tens as we roll along. He wanted 22 women out of the Hamilton Hotel, 26 off of South Bell, 29 women out of North Atlanta. No, that little Jesse didn't pass out so swell. His head was aching, heart was thumping. Jesse went to hell, bouncing and jumping. But folks, don't be standing around old Jesse crying. He wants everybody to do the Charleston Wildstyle style. one foot up, toenail dragging through my buddy Jesse in the hoodoo wagon. Come here, mama, with that can of boo. The dying crap shooters leaving the world. The dying crap shooters going down slow. With the dying crap shooter blue.
King will take the queen, but the queen will take the knave. And since we're in good company, more liquor let us have. Here's to you, Tom Brown, and to you, me jolly soul, and to you with all me heart. And with you I'll take a quart, with you I'll drink a drop or two before that we do part. Here's to you, Tom Brown, here's to you, Tom Brown. The knave will take the 10, but the 10 will take the 9. And since we're in good company, come let us have more wine. Here's to you, Tom Brown, and to you, me jolly soul, and to you with all me heart. And with you I'll take a quart, with you I'll drink a drop or two before that we do part. Here's to you, Tom Brown, here's to you, Tom Brown. The 9 will take the 8, the 8 will take the 7, and since we're in good company, we'll drink till past 11. Here's to you, Tom Brown, and to you, me jolly soul, and to you with all me heart. And with you I'll take a quart, with you I'll drink a drop or two before that we do part. Here's to you, Tom Brown, here's to you, Tom Brown. The 7 will take the 6, the 6 will take the 5, and since we're in good company, as sure as I'm alive. Here's to you, Tom Brown, and to you, me jolly soul, and to you with all me heart. And with you I'll take a quart, with you I'll drink a drop or two before that we do part. Here's to you, Tom Brown, here's to you, Tom Brown. The 5 will take the 4, the 4 will take the tray, and since we're in good company, you'll drink till break of day. Here's to you, Tom Brown, and to you, me jolly soul, and to you with all me heart. And with you I'll take a quart, with you I'll drink a drop or two before that we do part. Here's to you, Tom Brown, here's to you, Tom Brown. The tray will take the deuce, the ace will take them all, and since we're in good company, we won't go home at all. Here's to you, Tom Brown, and to you, me jolly soul, and to you with all me heart. And with you I'll take a quart, with you I'll drink a drop or two before that we do part. Here's to you, Tom Brown, here's to you, Tom Brown.